From the YPR studios in Billings, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. Authorities report no serious injuries after a tour bus collided with an oil field truck in southwest Wyoming. The Sublette County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened about 5:30 p.m. yesterday on U.S. 191 south of Boulder. It says the private tour bus was carrying 15 foreign passengers. Police say some of the bus passengers had bumps and bruises, and the driver of the truck also sustained minor injuries. No other details were immediately available. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. Montana environmental regulators have granted a wastewater discharge permit for a company that wants to bottle drinking water east of Kalispell. Montana Artesian Water Company already has a preliminary water rights permit from the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation to pull up to 231.5 million gallons of water from the underground aquifer near Creston. An administrative hearing on the water rights is set for September 19th in Kalispell. The discharge permit, granted by the Department of Environmental Quality, sets limits and monitoring requirements to protect water quality. The discharged water will have to be used for a temperature control system or to rinse out bottles prior to filling them. Some residents have been trying to stop the plant by expanding an agricultural zoning district to include the proposed plant property. Evacuation orders have been lifted on some Montana fires, but some residents who returned home are being warned to prepare to leave again if needed. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has downgraded a mandatory evacuation order for part of Seeley Lake, while the Hill County Sheriff lifted evacuation orders on the East Fork Fire in Bears Paw Mountains south of Haver. The Hill County Sheriff's Department allowed people back into their homes on Sucker Creek Road and Taylor Road. Around 20 people were under the evacuation orders. The 21,000-acre blaze is 85% contained and not expected to spread. Last week, it destroyed five cabins and five outbuildings as it burned across a mix of private and federal lands in Blaine and Hill counties and the Rocky Boys Reservation. More than 300 people are fighting the fire, which started on August 27th. The cause is still under investigation. The Sarton Draw Fire northeast of Ashland is now 100% contained. Over 200 people fought the fire, which burned almost 100,000 acres of grassland and timber in southeastern Montana. Many of those personnel have now been sent to other fires in the state. Meanwhile, near Lolo, over 1,000 structures are under an evacuation warning, but there are no evacuation orders in place at this time. Some evacuation orders remain in effect near Lincoln, where four cabins burned over the weekend. Some residents were allowed to return to their homes yesterday evening, but they were asked to remain ready to leave on short notice. Heavy smoke over the Sprague Fire in Glacier National Park made for a day of reduced fire behavior today. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The fire burning east of Lake McDonald did not grow in size last night, but the dense smoke and low visibility has also grounded helicopter flight time. Thousands of feet of high-capacity sprinklers arrived today to help firefighters create a fire break in the North McDonald Lake area. Sprinkler systems have already been installed around structures in the Lake McDonald Lodge complex and the Avalanche Creek campground. An evacuation order remains in place from the south end of Lake McDonald to Logan Pass, but the east side of Going to the Sun Road remains open. Fire and Glacier Park officials will hold a public meeting tonight at 7 at the Glacier Park Headquarters Community Building. The meeting will focus on fire activities to date and future projections. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
A private company that had previously allowed public use of its lands in northwest Montana announced yesterday that it would no longer do so due to extreme fire danger. Weyerhaeuser Company, which merged with Plum Creek last year, announced that all of its lands in Flathead, Lake, Lincoln, Missoula, Sanders, and Ravalli counties are closed to public access until further notice. Firefighting crews have gotten a little smaller, as happens every fall when college students leave the fire lines for school.
We're seeing some of those people go back to school, and it's reducing, to a degree, the number of firefighting resources available.
That's Al Nash, the communications director for the Montana-Dakota Division of the Bureau of Land Management. Firefighting resources are being pushed to the limit across Montana and the Pacific Northwest as large fires race through drought-stricken areas behind strong, gusty winds.
Given that we are losing some resources and the fact that we continue to have heightened fire activity across the West, fire managers are having to do an even greater focus on prioritization of available people and equipment.
Montana's 17 large fires saw significant growth as at least 155 square miles of new land burned over Labor Day weekend. Things will not be easy anytime soon. The National Interagency Fire Center in Boise released its fire outlook for the rest of the year, and hot and dry conditions are expected to continue. More news and information on wildfires can be found at our website, ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks as always for listening.